Richard Verlander joins us on Sports Byline USA. He is the proud father of Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander, and he has written a book that I hope that every family and parent will read because he chronicles his son's upbringing. It's called Rocks Across the Pond, Lessons Learned, Stories Told, and from the people who influenced Justin, both good and bad, to the tough decisions Justin had to make along the way and the path that he chose, Richard uses the book as a catalyst for conversation about decision-making and the importance of childhood influences. And you may not know this, but Justin is certainly considered one of the good guys in professional sports, and his dad loves to talk about the road bumps he experienced and caused and also witnessed along the way that he feels helped mold his son into who he is today. Richard, you know, when parents write a book, we don't usually see that. It's usually the athlete writing the book. So what was the motivation for you?
Well, actually, that was part of the motivation, the fact that, and thanks for having me on. The idea came about really as a result of last year after I retired, my wife and I started talking to groups of little leaguers and high schoolers and their parents and just about our experience, and got into Q&As, and what we found out really quickly was that there was quite a void when it comes to information available to parents or just any kind of advice. You know, when Justin came along, even there was a tremendous amount of instruction for athletes out there in the ways of pitching and hitting and, you know, throwing a baseball, but when it comes to parents, there's just not much. So after talking to some groups and talking with each other, you said, well, you know what, we're not the genius, we're not the experts, but we have experienced this stuff from Little League all the way to the major leagues, and a lot of the stuff that we learned along the way, we just did from our heart, and we really felt like it might be beneficial to be able to share some of that with other parents.
Step back for just a moment for me, Richard. Now that you've gone through this experience and down the paths, how overwhelming generally is it for parents who end up having a son who goes on and plays a professional sport?
Well, that's a great choice of words, really, because it's very overwhelming. It's surreal. It's wonderful. And it's a dream come true, all those things. But, you know, the day in and day out of it is it's very overwhelming, especially, you know, the journey itself from one level to the next. It just seems like there's so much on the line you know, any given point in time. And, you know, that really becomes a mindset because I don't think that ever really stops. We've had folks comment to us that, well, gee, Justin has, quote-unquote, arrived, he's made it, but, you know, when you're looking at your child, and even though he's 29 years old, he's still our son, and, you know, you just want him to be happy. You want him to do the right things with their success. And you know, you really can't be out there for them. So the bigger the stage, the more overwhelming for the parents. And, you know, it really is it's a whirlwind. It's a roller coaster.
Another challenge I would assume is the fact that if you have other children, and you do, by the way, that the balance that parents have to maintain so it doesn't look like favoritism if they happen to see that one of their sons has an extraordinary talent. And I think that that is one of the things that is a dynamic in a family that would be very, very challenging for somebody that doesn't have, meaning the parents, their feet on the ground.
Yeah, well, you know, for Justin's younger brother, Ben, that's always... Well, you know, it's not even a conscious decision. It's just who we are. And I think as parents, we have that responsibility to our children to, you know, that they're each different and each unique. And we just left Detroit the night before, not Detroit, but we left Pittsburgh for interleague play. And on our way up, we stopped to see my youngest son, Ben, play in a wooden bat league out in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, where some of the most excitement is on some nights there's a family of skunks that lives under the scoreboard that you have to evacuate the field. And from that literally to Comerica Park and places like that. So we really run the gamut. But in terms of how special it is, you know, they're both the same. They're both their boys. And Ben, you know, has some pretty big footsteps. But he embraces that. And you know, that's something all of his life, he's going to be Justin Verlander's brother, just like we're Justin Verlander's parents.
There is also sibling rivalry and competition. That's a natural thing within families. Tell me a little bit about the two boys growing up.
Well, I can tell you Justin never cut Ben any slack. Ben laughs about it, and I think I may have started that myself when the boys were still little enough for me to have an advantage athletically, which didn't turn out to be very long, I might add. I would stuff them on the basketball court and not cut them much slack. So consequently, Justin, likewise with Ben, didn't cut him a lot of slack athletically. And our whole family is so competitive. I mean, you know, killer Monopoly or checkers, you name it. So that has always been the case. But at the same time, Justin really, really, they love each other a lot. And Justin always checks on Ben and wants to know how Ben's doing. And we'll call him or text him. And they have a very special relationship. But Katie bar the door when any kind of competition starts.
Tell me a little bit about Justin evolving as a young baseball player, what you saw in him growing up, Richard.
Well, you know, and this is something we like to share, especially with other young athletes and their parents, and that is that, yeah, Justin had a lot of ability. He threw harder than most kids, and he was always competitive. But it's not as if he stood out, like you looked at him at 11, 12, 13 years old and said, wow, you know, that's going to be the next major league star. It wasn't like that at all. Justin, as I said, he was good, but he was the number three pitcher on his 13-year-old team. And so a classic late bloomer, if you will. And so many kids today, I think, so quickly get discouraged if they're not exceptional. At 11, 12, 13, people are very quick to tell them, well, you know, you're not even the best guy here at ABC High School, so how in the world do you expect that you're ever going to be? So many people out there tell kids why they can't do it, and with our boys, we just try to emphasize, let's take it one step at a time. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves and worry about a college scholarship when we're still in the junior varsity in high school. Let's work on getting to the varsity first. And I think that sort of mindset really, really helped with our boys in terms of not getting too far ahead of themselves. So Justin didn't really, I guess he was a sophomore in college before he really hit his stride athletically, and a light bulb kind of went on and said, wow, I could make a living at this someday.
Richard, one of the things that I know is a challenge for parents, and that is some of the decisions that they make for them as far as the competition that they play, the leagues that they play in, the teams that they play on, traveling teams and everything. And yet parents usually are not equipped maybe sometimes to do the best thing for their children. Tell me a little bit about how you evolved your philosophy about how Justin should be brought along, and Ben as well, too.
Yeah, well, you know, for one thing, we started out, Kathy and I, my wife, literally not having played organized sports ourselves, not knowing really a lot about any of this stuff. So, and in hindsight, that turned out to be an advantage, but only because we were really blessed to be surrounded by some very talented coaches and teachers and folks that we think, and mentioned in the book, that really aren't often celebrated enough, I think, when it comes to looking back. And you don't have to be a great athlete. You know, any of us can look back and remember those coaches or teachers or adult mentors other than our parents in our lives that just had such a huge impact. So we were really fortunate. In a lot of decisions we made, we had some good guidance. Oftentimes, though, you know, that helped us to forge what we share now with parents, and that is to look back and say, you know, as it turns out, who you played for ended up being a lot more important than where you play. And the environment that you played in is much more important than, let's say, the name label of a team that, you know, maybe had won 3 or 4 College World Series or had, all the prestige of the travel team. But, you know, it's really sometimes those teams end up being, and not in every case, but a lot of times it's more about the prestige of the team than it is about really nurturing environment, instruction, and all that. So our opinion over the years changed a little bit. It's like, you know, I think a lot of parents are asking the wrong questions, and so are the young athletes. If you're going to go to a college, for instance, You know, they may be a great recruiter, but talk to the people that are there. Talk to the parents. Talk to the players. How many arm injuries have they had in the last 4 years? How many guys have had Tommy John surgery? That should be very high on the list. And, you know, the academics, the right fit. But I don't think those questions are high enough on the list. Again, looking back, hindsight being 2020, a lot of these things that we say, you know, these are the, you know, we're not always asking the right questions, I don't think.
Richard Verlander has joined us on Sports Byline. He is the father of Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander, no-hitter to Justin's credit, American League Cy Young Award winner and MVP winner as well. And he's got a wonderful book out that I hope everyone will check out. It's called Rocks Across the Pond, Lessons Learned, Stories Told. As we continue across the country and around the world, we've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.